T-minus 10.
All aboard!
You know what a job is? A lot of people get up in the morning and they go to work!
This is Scope of Success, where we bring you business life lessons and throw a lifeline to your career. And now, Brian and James.
Yes, welcome back to Scope of Success, helping you advance your career one interview at a time. We are still at Big Apple Scrum Day, having a great time. I'm your host, Brian. Along with my co-host, James, will be your advocates for issues at hand. Hello, James.
Hello, Brian.
So we are rocking the Big Apple Scrum Day.
Yeah, it's still going.
Right. Meeting people.
Lots of networking.
Networking.
Learning all about how to get scrummy.
Handing out business cards.
Business card. Yeah, well, I actually haven't handed out any business cards
yet. You haven't?
No.
I did about, I think I'm up to like 10 to 12.
10 that you've handed out?
Yes.
Yeah. So you got like, what did you get, the waiter? We can hear the waiter in the background.
Right.
We should make mention of that, that we're in the lunchroom.
Right, right.
Currently there's three people in here.
It looks like they're setting up for lunch,
too. It looks like they're setting up, so it might get louder.
Right. So we're getting into midday here in our Big Apple Scrum Day series.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Right. So hopefully you guys listen to the previous episodes we've done, and we're going to have some more.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're here all day.
All day.
Yeah. Tip your waiters. We're here all day. Tip your waiters.
Did notice a little bit of static out in the hallway there. It seemed like one of the restrooms was closed down for cleaning.
Oh, okay.
So they weren't letting anybody in while they were cleaning.
That causes havoc.
It did. It caused some
trouble.
What's
the buzz? What's the buzz out in the hallway, though?
That was the buzz there.
What else have you been getting on? What's the word on the Big Apple Scrum Day streets?
Well, it was a terrific open by Tim Oettinger.
People have been talking. We just had that guy on.
He was outstanding.
Yeah, people have been talking.
And
about
I think
him.
People are breaking out now into the other seminars or
right.
presenters.
Yeah.
And it's just all about Scrum, man. So
yeah, right. Yeah, I've heard a lot of people comparing kind of war stories.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, things that they've had.
Like actual wars?
No, not Scrum Wars.
Stories.
No, stories.
Stories about like at work?
Yeah, more like user stories.
We were trying to do the sprint.
Swapping users. Yeah, there's a lot of that going on.
Yeah.
Which is good. Yeah. People are venting?
Venting, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Filling up their backlog.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So it's nice. It's nice to see. Everybody's collaborating, meeting new people.
It's been going terrific.
Yes. It's what it's all about.
So you got a read there for a sponsor?
Yes, I do.
All right.
I will throw, though, that we have a great guest.
We have a terrific guest.
Fabiola.
Yes.
Is going to be there. And we're going to be talking about agile HR.
Yeah.
Which is pretty interesting.
I can't wait to hear about that.
She's going
to
be speaking later.
I don't ever think of HR as being agile. Very rigid.
Right. I don't either.
If there were a project management methodology associated with HR, I would think it would be waterfall.
Right. So this is something you definitely want to stay tuned for.
You can't start until you get to this finish.
Right. Well, we're going to find out about it. But first, Academy Leadership.
Oh, pay the bill.
Yeah. Academy Leadership. Great bunch of guys. They're doing a NBA quality 3-day leadership course worth 36 PDUs. They've been working closely with PMI for over a decade. Their next course is in New York City, July 11th through the 13th. The facilitator is a West Point graduate, combat veteran, and experienced program manager. To learn more, visit academyleadership.com and contact Bill Bilmacher for... I keep getting that name wrong. How do you...
Just that name, though.
Bill Bilmacher?
I don't have it in front of me. I don't know what his name is. But hey, 36 PDUs, that's a lot. Is that all you need to get re-upped for your PMP?
No, it's 60 on a cycle.
60?
Yeah, for 3 years.
For 3 years. But that gets you more than halfway there.
36, you're almost done.
You're more than halfway there. You'd only need 24 more.
The 36. Let me tell you something. The 36 PDUs is the icing on the top. Is the sprinkles on the icing on the cupcake?
Those guys are changing careers there. That's what they're doing. They're helping you to change your career.
What you get out of this course is amazing, and just the 36 PDUs is just like the sprinkles.
Academy Leadership.
Yeah.
So tell us about our guest now.
So Fabiola is. I don't know that much about her, but we're going to find out about her.
What's her last name?
Ellerzer.
Welcome to the show, Fabiola.
Welcome to the show, Fabiola.
Thank you so much for having me.
So what's the pronunciation of your last name?
It's Aholzer.
Right.
It's so simple, Brian.
It is.
What's the problem, man?
Why can't I get that?
No speaking Deutsch.
Welcome to the show. Where are you from, Fabiola?
I'm originally from Switzerland, but I've been living in New York for 5 years now.
Okay. How do you like New York?
Oh, it's an amazing city. I just love the energy and the hustle and bustle of the city.
I love Switzerland.
Really cool.
We'll switch. Let's do a transfer program.
Have you been anywhere else in the country?
Yeah, in Colorado as well.
Colorado? So. Whereabouts in Colorado?
Near Boulder.
Okay, so you saw our mountains.
Absolutely.
And how do they stack up to your mountains?
Oh, they're cool. Yeah. They're awesome.
It's a nice place.
Absolutely.
If you got to go to two places in America, going to Boulder and New York City is pretty good.
Yeah, really. And then you hit California, and I feel like you cover the majority of the...
Yeah, well, Cali's gigantic, so yeah. San Francisco, that's where you want to go there.
But welcome to the show. So you're talking about HR... Agile HR, which is amazing.
I don't know if you heard while we were getting warmed up here on the show, but HR seems to me like something that's very rigid. It's all about rules and procedures and what's in the book and not being flexible. So obviously I'm all wrong about that.
You're not that wrong, but we're in the middle of changing that. So HR is really being disrupted and disrupted for the better. So we're really bringing all those processes and policies that we have into the 21st century.
Oh, that's great. And part of that is being more agile?
Absolutely. I think all those agile values and principles, agile values like empowerment, collaboration, trust and respect are at the core of what we try to do in HR. So it aligns perfectly and we have to bring ourselves into the digital age and embrace our amazing people and set them up for success.
So what's an example of Agile HR?
Well, Agile HR has two facets. So we're looking, on the one hand, we're looking at HR as an organization. So how can we set up HR in an agile way? So how can they embrace agile practices like Scrum and Kanban and other ways of working to deliver value? But on the other hand, we're also looking at HR as a discipline. So how do we create careers in a network structure? How do we hire people to be successful in agile teams?
Do you have an answer for that? How do you do that?
There is no one right answer, obviously.
We've been searching for it for many...
What we have is guiding principles that we say, okay, for instance, if you look at hiring, we have to hire for cultural fit. So how can we find people that are going to be successful within our teams? And obviously, Agile is a sports team. So the hiring decision has to be with the Agile team. So it's not your manager coming in and just imposing on you who are you supposed to hire. So it's a team decision.
We have
different HR guiding principles that can help us find the best way.
So does everybody have an equal say?
Absolutely.
How do you figure if somebody's a good cultural fit for an organization?
Well, we have to start asking the right questions and letting them showcase and experience what it's like to work with that.
What is a question?
If you're a candidate, can you get these questions wrong? Because it sounds to me a little bit something like dating, where you don't want to get you just want to tell the truth. Because if you're not telling the truth, then the rest of the thing is going to be off to a bad start.
You can't answer it wrong,
right?
Because it's who you are.
Absolutely.
And don't fake who you are, because then you won't really kind of fit in the culture.
But
anyway,
we've talked to people, for instance, when we talked to Steve Potter, and he talked a little bit about one of his interview questions for project managers. He would ask, "Where's the first place you're going to go?" And he had a very specific answer that he wanted.
What do you mean, the first place you're going
to
go?
Where's the first place you're going to go when you come onto a project team? So he gives the example: you're coming onto my project team. Tell me, where's the first place you're going to go for information? And what he's looking for a very specific answer. He wants people to go to the
lessons learned database.
I think risk register. Or no, stakeholder register. So you get a list of everybody that's got have some sort of a vested interest in the project. But you're asking a different question, which is more open-ended or more to figure what the culture is or if they're a cultural
absolutely.
Fit.
Absolutely. We're asking questions like, how did they course correct if they hit a roadblock in their career? How do they flex their muscles? How do they stay up to speed when it comes to learning and development?
Right.
And there is no right or wrong answer. It's about being authentic. And of course, we have to embrace diversity of thought and ideas within our teams. And we have to make sure that it's a good fit.
Right. So you say there's not a right or wrong answer, but what's the answer that they're looking for?
Well, I think one of the things that she said is you better have some muscles to flex.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's going to, I would obviously be a great fit for any organization there.
Absolutely.
Just
right.
James and start posing.
James is currently lifting up the table right now as we speak. but you say there's no right or wrong answer, but there's always a right answer, right? Or I guess there's a right answer for the organization.
Exactly. There's a right answer for the team. So you may have some people who are great with one team, but wouldn't perform as well in another team.
Oh, okay.
So we have to embrace that.
I suppose, like, going back to the Steve Potter example, if to be on his team, you would need to come up with that right answer. So somebody that's familiar with the procedure of having a stakeholder registry, where if you are on, say, you know, Brian's team developing something in the media space, maybe you don't have those formal tools, and so you're looking for something that's more like, oh, I would go to Slack and, you know, try to see if is there a channel out there. So that's kind of how you're matching the culture to the person.
Yeah, and it's different for every team. So teams are going to look for different skills, different case. And for instance, stuff like hiring hackathons are really great to experience. What would it be like to work with that person?
Yes, right.
A hackathon. Yeah, hackathon. What is a hackathon?
Oh, it's just we give them, we organize them in teams. So we have different candidates coming in at the same time. We organize them in teams and give them some kind of task. So for some teams, it's actually coding. For other teams, it's coming up with a solution or ideas for a challenge that they are facing. And we rotate them through different teams. So teams get to work with different candidates, and at the end of the day, they make a decision and they make an informed decision.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's a great interview.
I've heard
not one that I would want to be a part of. I think I would be like, oh my God.
Yeah, those are pretty cool. Yeah.
Find that's a lot great. Of
time. Yeah, James mentioned the Steve Potter interview. That was the first one we've ever done. So any listeners who haven't heard that one should check it out.
Yeah, go download it. It's evergreen. Yeah. Always that's out great. There. Fabiola, is there any sort of software or anything that you use to enable this sort of agile HR process?
Yeah, there are different software that companies use, but sometimes it's just really a case of back to the roots, so that we ask ourselves, what do we stand for? What are our values that we cherish, and how do we bring that into our processes and tools? So for most of the organizations, it's really embracing that agile manifesto, starting with people and interactions over policies and processes. Nice. And that's just such a key element for HR, because we love our processes and our tools. So we focus so much on that we sometimes forget the human part of human resources.
Sure. So what do you do for? Are you a consultant for companies, or are you actually the hiring? Do you hire people for teams? Or
no, we don't. We're a consultant, and we help HR organizations to change the way they deliver value.
Okay.
And help them embrace those agile values and principles across the whole value chain of HR.
How long would you need to work for a company to help them?
Oh, agile HR is—it's a journey. It's not a destination.
Yeah, yeah. Right. So well, that's why I said it, though. Mm-hmm. Does it? I mean, you can spend your lifetime there. Is it a week and they're good, or you do 2 months?
No,
and
we
they
usually
could be okay?
help them kickstart it, and of course, it's all about empowering them to embrace that and implement it themselves. But we guide them over course of like 6 months to 12 months, sometimes even longer, depending on what their needs are and how they want to approach
it. I love that show Bar Rescue on the Spike Channel.
Yeah.
They go into some bar that's failing, and the host is this guy who knows how to fix bars. 36 hours. He's in, he's out. They fix it up. They're doing 20%
better
afterwards.
A lot of those rescue shows, they have people that are just doing things that are... I don't understand how it is that they got into business in the first place, but
well, there was probably some success when they started the business.
Usually,
but
it's like pretty simple stuff, like somebody's ripping off your register, so you get rid of that person. And anyway,
But what I'm saying is they're in and out in 36 hours. I know it's just a TV show,
quick turnaround. Fabiola, you're presenting today HR strategies to leverage growth. Can you talk us through a little bit on your presentation?
Yeah, when we talk about human resources, a lot of people think it's just sort of like the soft and huff and fluffy stuff of business, but it's not. It's hardcore business, and if we look at the benefits that you get from an engaged workforce. We know that from tons of surveys that if a workforce is engaged, we have a 9% higher shareholder value, we have 2.5% more revenue, 2% more annual growth than other organizations with a lower level of engagement. So those are hardcore business facts.
Wow, so you're saying it's that increased if you're working with an agile human resources?
Agile is amazing to boost engagement because we're connecting with people on a completely different level. And you're not stuck in some onboarding program for months. You are there in the midst of things. You're part of an amazing team. And we really tap into that intrinsic motivation of people. And people love that. And they thrive in a setting like that. So
that
it's no wonder that they are more engaged in other settings.
Do you have some KPIs or metrics that you bring into an organization to look at to baseline their performance and then show them how to get better than that?
Of course, we have external data, but more important for us is where does the company stand today and why do they feel the need to make a change? What do they expect from that journey? What are they looking for?
Just by them reaching out. What is it, James? Knowing you need help is the first step.
It's a great example that you give, though, about the bar rescue. So you must get clients that are probably distressed, right? I mean, they're not going to call you and everything's going great.
Yeah,
so
people, no one's calling because things are going
some,
so great.
What are some indications if I'm a CEO of a company or the head of an HR department in a company, what are some indications that I need you to come in and help us?
Oh, great, great. Let me just compliment James for a second because I rarely do. great question.
All right, we're going to mark this on the tape. What's the timestamp here?
They notice that they have a problem somewhere. So for some organizations, is that they say, hey, we find amazing people in the market, but they leave us within 6 to 12 months.
We obviously
have a problem here. Or they have a retention problem that they say, hey, we do great stuff for people. We feel that we do great stuff for people, but they still leave, but we don't understand why. So they have a specific challenge that they want to address. And that's where we come in and say, okay, let's look at it. But we have to ask the right questions. So sometimes we just say things like, oh, we want to get rid of title structures. But we don't ask, why do we feel the titles are not good? Why do they hinder us to do our best work?
What would be an example? What would be the answer to that? What is a hindrance of a title? Is it because it creates
Hold up. Don't answer that yet, though.
Okay.
So I got to read from our sponsor.
Of course.
Afterwards, you'll tell us what the hindrances are. Yes. So Scope of Success is sponsored by Long Island and New York City's chapter of Project Management Institute. PMI New York and Long Island are the local chapters of Project Management Institute, a global organization of industry leaders, project management professionals. When you join PMI's global organization, you could also join PMI's New York or Long Island chapter to get involved with your local project management and business communities. To learn more, visit PMINYC.org in New York City or PMILIC.org on Long Island. You'll be happy you did.
Tell them that Brian and James sent you.
Tell them you sent us.
Actually, we'll probably see you there because we're members, so we'll see you there.
We'll just come up and say hi.
We'll be taking tickets.
And we'll introduce you around
to
the crowd.
Welcome.
So
back to Fabiola.
Yeah, Fabiola. So tell us, what's the hindrance? What is the big hindrance?
The reason why there is a run for titles and promotions is that that's the way we give feedback to people. So one part is bonuses. It's a highly expensive and highly ineffective way of honoring people. But another part is promotions, because people feel that if they are just digging into their T skills, that they are not being cherished and valued enough. So they try to have this run for a better title and a larger office.
That's also my understanding, is that's a trait which is very much pronounced in the millennials. They come in and they expect that they're going to be moving up more quickly than, say, Generation X. Is that true?
It's true in a way that they expect to move ahead faster.
It's important
and
to them.
Be part of something,
right.
something bigger. So they have a run for higher titles, but Generation X sees the status of a title. So they both run for that promotion.
Well, everybody
but
wants
from
to
a
be
different
promoted.
They should just boost up the titles. So everybody starts off as a vice president. Couple years, you're super vice president.
Super duper
vice CEO. Just make everybody vice
president.
Brian's
company needs Fabiola to come in and help them.
Like James is the super duper host.
So that's one of the things that you're going to see in a company is as a measure of an organization that's not functioning well is there's a lot of turnover, and so you might come in and say, to try to determine why people are leaving. What are some reasons that you were talking about promotion, not getting good feedback or recognition?
Yeah. We set people up to fail. The way we control and have a control and command approach and micromanage them, people don't like that. They thrive when they are actually can spread their wings and can make things happen. And that's why I love Agile. It's just really this way of empowering people. But we don't only empower people when it comes to their own work, but also when it comes to their own career and development and their own growth. So right. It's a different ballgame.
So you're doing this rescue now. And in my experience, attitude follows leadership. So you have people at the top, if they are creating this sort of stifling, hierarchical environment where people are not happy to be, how do you change that? Because you can't change the people at the top, right?
I would disagree with that. Yeah. I think you can definitely change the people at the top because they come in with a vision.
And you got to remember, and they're the ones that are making the phone call, right?
Yeah.
That want the
absolutely.
Change.
Absolutely.
Right. So that must be challenging, though, if you come in and you say, hey, you're the boss and you're the problem.
Yeah, and usually they see that and they understand that they have to change and they lead the change. It's usually the middle management layers. We call them sometimes the pressured middle because they have the pressure from the top.
Yes.
They have the pressure
right.
from the bottom.
Right.
And we expect them to change. So we tell them you have to be more agile, but we don't tell them how. We don't support that. And we have still processes and procedures in place that force them to be micromanagers. But at the same time, we keep telling them that they have to be engaging leaders. So we have to work on the whole setting to set them up for success.
And you must have like some exercises that you run through with these middle managers. Could you give us an example of how you might bring them around to this agile idea?
Yeah, we often work with personas so that we say, okay, how would we define a great leader, an inspiring leader? And we focus on the positive aspects because we're sometimes so shackled by focusing on the bad stuff and by just thinking that everyone is just a thief and a crook and a bad person. We don't set it up for the best ones. And the same happens when we try to change our managers and our leaders. So we have to focus on the positive stuff and exemplify great behaviors and set the stage so that we can engage people in a way that is inspiring to them so that they strive to become those engaging leaders.
Oh, that's great.
You mentioned a persona. So what are you saying? That you put something maybe up on like a whiteboard or with a post-it, some of the agile tools that we have?
Put them up on a pedestal, James.
No. I mean, with a persona. A persona is like what you're trying to get to. So you're saying this is the persona that we want to encourage in the organization?
Absolutely. And we're going to have different kind of personas because different teams will need different leaders.
Right.
So, but we have to make sure, what do we stand for? And what is our view of being an inspiring leader?
And what would be like some of the components that you would find in a persona? So you have a persona. What would be one example of the top level of a persona?
Yeah, it's things like, okay, how do they recognize people? How do they support people?
Recognition.
How do they remove impediments for people? How do they connect with people and understand what their people want? So when we look at it from an HR perspective, every manager has to be in a position where they can answer one question. What is my plan with that person? Where do I want to develop that person? How do I want to develop that person? And these are forward-looking positive questions that help us engage with people in a different way.
And do you bring in some of the agile concepts like a time box? As a project manager, I love the time box because it says, this is what we're going to do over the next 2 weeks. Do you bring some of that in with
Absolutely.
HR?
Absolutely.
So this is my plan for Brian over the course of the next, what, month?
Exactly.
I want to get Brian to start to be... You know,
more
engaged with
finish
more.
That
no,
sentence.
I'll say I want Brian to become more engaged with our social media.
Fabiola, are you interested in hosting
guests.
A podcast? There may be an opening.
It would be so. That would be over the next month. I want him to interact more frequently with Facebook. Would that be an example?
That would be an example, yes. But then we also take into consideration what Brian wants. Where does
I'm part of the problem. The persona.
Right, to see that if that's something I'm interested in.
Yeah.
Because if
absolutely.
It's not, I won't thrive in it.
Yeah, and sometimes employees.
But what if
get
we need him to do it?
Well, I think.
Oh, then I'm sure you'll have a story to tell why you think it's important that he does
or
it.
Or you could find somebody else.
That's great.
Take that literally.
How do we
James.
Get in touch with you, Fabiola, if
yes,
we need you to come
right.
and fix our organization?
Right.
You can reach us through www.justleadingsolutions.com.
Just Leading Solutions.
Okay. Is there a 911 number for you that people can get in touch with you?
Just go onto our website and you'll see the 911
well,
button.
Well, everybody, I think everybody should contact you because everybody needs that.
Absolutely.
Fantastic what you're
Fabiola
saying.
Fabiola Eiholzer. Did I get that right?
Yes, you did.
All right, there we go.
Thank you very much. I want to thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for hosting.
I look forward to your presentation. I want to remind our listeners to send us that SOS via email or Twitter. Send us an email at scopeofsuccess@pmilic.org. Follow us on Twitter. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Please leave some feedback.
5 stars.
Come on, look at how hard we're working on this thing.
Thumbs up on Facebook. Like us. And 5 stars on
iTunes.
Share
with a friend. Come on, you work with people. Tell them about this. Don't keep it a secret. Don't keep us a secret.
Spread,
free us.
Share the love.
Share the love. I'm Brian.
I'm James.
This has been Scope of Success.
Keep doing the work.
Keep doing the work.
Scope of Success is brought to you by PMI Long Island, the Project Management Institute of Long Island. For more information, visit PMILIC.org.